Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, I'm glad you're here tonight for Epic Episode 47, The Guns of April. It's our show special tonight. As they say on the radio show each week, we are a world at war. The powers that be in the lamestream media trolls call us the deplorables or the dregs of society, but I prefer the moniker dangerous and unsavory agents. We will be on the air tonight, my friends, for a big show. We're always broadcasting live from my underground studio lair and mountain fortress. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest. Always catch a show on blogtalkradio.com. We are legendary, infamous, and rogue. Many folks catch the show at various times on the internet, and we're glad you're here all across the world. We are in 15 countries, all across the nation. I am the high priest of the airwaves, the Germanic warlord of ancient times, and a field marshal in the battles we face today. And I do not back down. For when I make my move, and once we make our move, the earth will surely tremble in fear, in trepidation. And together, we are the special forces of the radio airwaves, my friends. Many people we know, many people in the media, and many in talk radio, and even Indian mystics up in northern Arizona who revere their ancient gods, say that the world may end soon. Some say they can predict the end of everything, and that a new era will begin. They say that this country, America, with a K for effect, will go back to the 1700s in the way of technology and life. They say that our world is ever transient, and that this has happened to the earth many, many times before, one extinction after the other. They tell us that we are living in the last days. There are many people tonight that are preparing for a bloody onslaught and the purifiers, quote unquote, to come to earth to cleanse it of all evil and all nefarious persons of evil intent. We believe this may happen at some future date. We believe that our world is not forever and that it can be shattered, as it has happened many times before in history. Our world can be changed forever, but we also have hope in our future. We must continue to prepare and to stay functional in the society in which we live. We must strive for balance in our lives and know that the path we have chosen is not easy or even easily attainable. So let cooler heads prevail in the course of human events, and with the advent of time and the winds of war, may our higher angels guide us and help us in our time of earthly need. May the heavenly host guide and assist us on our journey so that we may look back someday and so we may not perish from this earth. In Marvel Comics fame and folklore, there is an iconic figure called the Silver Surfer. As he once said on his galactic and cosmic surfboard, which has graced many comic book pages over the years, the Silver Surfer said this: "My destiny still lies before me, and where it beckons, there shall soar the Silver Surfer. And those to whom no distant horizons beckon, for whom no challenges even remain, though they have inherited a huge universe, they possess only empty sand. Others may battle with victory in sight, but only the surfer still strives forward when all hope is lost and gone from sight." The Silver Surfer, Marvel Comics. As I told you before, be prepared. Leave nothing to chance. Make your strong local associations. These elites, all these political elites, evil cabal we talk about, they do want the annihilation and conquest of our lands as their Luciferian lockdown of the global economy continues, my friends. We are the white hats who are awakening the masses. Bill Gates and his globalist ilk and militant Democrats are definitely the black hats politically right now. We are in a transition of good versus evil. Join us, my friends, as our hand, like Caesar's of ancient Roman legions, is being held out to you. And like the battle cry in 1776, on the revolutionary flag that will live in infamy, it said, "Join us or die. The truth will one day be revealed. So hold the line." Now, in local news in Florida, Governor DeSantis will allow citizens to shoot rioters and looters who target their property. That's right. Governor DeSantis drafted the anti-mob legislation to protect local homes, people, and businesses. We need anti-mob legislation in all 50 states going forward. Remember, I told you that Bill Gates wants to put chalk dust in our atmosphere. You thought I was joking. I'm not joking. Scientists now say that chalk dust can ignite the atmosphere into a fireball. He sounds harmless, doesn't he? COVID-19 is a flu. It's also a ruse and part political hoax to inject their shot, their poison, into you. That's my view and that of many others. It is to inject you with nanotechnology, and that's about it, to start worrying about your soul going forward. While the political demons among us plead with us daily to get the free booster shot. They always proclaim it's free, don't they? And then they want you to get more and more shots. One's not enough now. You need a shot every 6 months, every year at least. They want to do away with all of us. They want to do away with you and your family and your friends. To kill you slowly over time. It's plausible deniability. If you're one of the elites, you can just shrug your shoulders in 3 to 5 years when people start dropping and say, you can't prove that their illness or disease came from the shot. This is classic PSYOP, and it's plausible deniability is what they call it in government circles. Now, some people say that we could have done more and that we could have easily built up a neutral free speech platform online or on many different levels by now. However, just know that the West is no longer a place for the politically neutral. We are in ideological total war with enemies who openly proclaim that they want to exterminate us. They want to attack us. They want to fire you from your job, attack your suburbs, attack your home. I'm just glad that we have at least a handful of big influential names still left on our side who are willing and able to call this stuff out to an audience of people with good conservative and nationalist persuasions. The media is anti-white. The government is anti-white. Sports is anti-white. Hollywood is anti-white. The justice system is anti-white. Your public education system is anti-white. The big tech companies are anti-white. And America is now anti-white. Do you get it yet, people? Do you get it yet, white men? I just talk about things that people talk about around the water cooler. I simply take it and put it out there for all to hear. Because any novice, any person can look at what's happening, and the country is morphing into something that we did not fight for in 1776. You know it, and I know it to be true. Yes. And another news around the world, because we know that the more things change, as I've told you before, it's like the revolutions on a tire, the more things stay the same. Now, a man wrote this about the Minneapolis jury verdict of Derek Chauvin. And we know things are very tense up there in Minneapolis. But he wrote, "I am willing to bet money that it goes down exactly like this. There will be overwhelming evidence to the public that George Floyd did not die from Chauvin kneeling on his neck, but the jury will find him guilty anyway, and he will be charged to the fullest extent to appease the angry leftist hordes and masses." We've seen this with Congresswoman Maxine Waters going to the area. This is also a symbolic gesture. "It's a big F you to white America," he said, "and Western men, as if to say, your time is over. We are in control now, and we're going to destroy you one by one. Mark my words," he says. "Screenshot this. I guarantee you this is what's going to happen to you and your family going forward." There's all kinds of opinions of this trial, but one thing is sure, that we don't want anyone to die in America. I want everyone to do well. But there are a lot of people stirring the pot. It is a toxic brew, like Congressman Maxine Waters, Congresswoman, I guess you would call her, going up there to Minnesota and stirring up trouble. And a lot of these protesters that we've seen the last year or two, it's kind of strange when, I would say this, that it's very strange when brainwashing is really going mainstream. When, you know, brainwashing is very real when white people protest against other white people for the crime of being white. Oh, yes, we know. Isn't it strange to see these white kids say black power and Black Lives Matter, and they say F you, white guy, and they're a white kid? You know, in some kind of a black block looking outfit or some. It's really weird. It's almost surreal. It's almost, could you imagine black people saying F you to other black people and screw you because you're black. No, you wouldn't see that. Only in the white community do you have these white Democrat liberals who are very, very dangerous. Well, the communist left does not mind breaking laws if it means securing their power. Calling out their hypocrisy does not win elections. They do deserve to be punished, and we will punish them through election reform. We need to ban the vote by mail. We need to ban electronic voting machines and require voter ID and voter integrity. Yes, we need voter integrity. We don't have it in this country. And the Milton left wants no controls. They want it like the Wild West, where then they can do all kinds of chicanery and all kinds of tricks to screw you out of your electoral vote, bottom line. And in other news, the U.S. Postal Service is running a series of covert operations to spy on all Americans, their social media posts, and to share with other intelligence agencies in the federal government. A new Zero Hedge news report says, well, we told you so, America. So whatever happened, they're just delivering the frickin' mail instead of looking at all of our mail and opening it up and spying on us, the Postal Service. Just deliver the mail, do your job, and go home. Clock in, clock out, get your check, and shut up. Unbelievable. In Oregon news, there are now, it's been reported that there are now 173 more ferocious wolves who have migrated to that state. Good. That means that there are more nationalists pouring in from all over the nation to change its political demographics. Two can play at that game. Love that story. 173 more ferocious wolves are scaring the Oregon authorities to death. And in the UK, the government has an ongoing war against the pubs over there. I know this because I do some business from time to time with London. It is to quash the anti-COVID dissent, since so much of British life revolves around their social pubs. It is their version of the American Facebook, only in real life in London and elsewhere. We're real big in the UK, folks. United Kingdom loves the show. About 1.5% of our foreign listeners are in the UK. And in defense news, the U.S. Strategic Command issues a random warning over a nuclear strike over America in a tweet. The U.S. Strategic Command on Tuesday casually tweeted about the U.S. adversaries conducting a nuclear strike as their last bad option. The spectrum of conflict today is neither linear nor predictable, tweeted U.S. Stratcom, adding, we must account for the possibility of conflict leading to conditions which could very rapidly drive an adversary to consider nuclear war as their least bad option. It's a very ominous tweet from America's top strategic defense and global strike command center, which comes on the same day as Stratcom Commander Admiral Charles Richard warned the Senate Armed Services Committee this past week that China's nuclear capabilities are increasing rapidly, and they may be, for the first time, primed for use. He said, I can't get through a week right now without finding out something we didn't know militarily about China. How would you like to be in his shoes? What comes across his desk will be amazing. So, the head of the U.S. Space Command also said that China was among his top military concerns as they advance in space-based military technology, according to Stars and Stripes. President Biden now says that 200 million Americans have gotten the shot. You got the COVID shot. Congratulations, folks. But he's still pissed off, he said, in words to that effect, at the Republican and conservative, evil, white, European men who resist his tyranny, who resist his COVID shot. Many members of the military are saying, screw you. We're not going to take this COVID shot. You're not going along with the program. You are not compliant. You are not kneeling at the foot and altar of big Biden-Harris Democrat government. How dare you, he says. How dare you defy us. That is how they really feel, America. Joe Biden and his Democrat regime will release over 15,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. on, get this, this is very laughable, the quote, honor system. As if they're going to turn themselves in when they're done ransacking the nation or hooking up with their gang friends in some ghetto in America. In Minneapolis, it is reported that the National Guard troops are only a show of force, that they do not have loaded guns or bullets in their gun magazines. Great. So when the mob happens, they can simply stand down, which is what the governor will tell them to do, stand down. So why are they even there? Either they go in and restore law and order or get the hell out. Why put them in the fray, in the line of fire? Now, the convicted police officer, Derek Chauvin, is being held in solitary confinement at a maximum security prison with 280 other convicted murderers. He has hundreds of death threats against him. This is why he's in solitary. And law enforcement intel briefings indicate that armed Antifa and Black Lives Matter militants are being brought into the Minneapolis area on 20 to 40 buses, as reported this week, as well as on flights arriving daily at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Interesting. Hopefully calm will be there, but I doubt it. I believe that area could still erupt. The National Guard is deploying in Washington, D.C. for a potential First Amendment demonstration, they say, over the Chauvin verdict. As many say, with that all hell's about to break loose in America, prepare to get out of the cities and into the red zones in the event of a worst-case scenario. Reports of planned martial law in the cities are another reason to avoid them like the plague. If you can have a second place to go, your bug-out place, in case of a national emergency, your bug-out cabin, your fortress, your compound in the woods, whatever you feel would be suitable to you and your family and friends for a good defense. And for the first time in history, an Air Force general will face a court-martial. Major General William Cooley is headed to a court-martial on a sexual assault charge. They finally got the general on a sex charge. This decision marks the first time an Air Force general has faced such a trial. Cooley, the former head of the Air Force Research Laboratory at Wright Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, it's a very distinguished position, has been accused, God forbid, of making unwanted sexual advances by kissing and touching a female victim. We have victimology in America, don't we? She's not a service member or a Defense Department employee. In August of 2018, she will remain nameless to protect herself, of course. More details about the off-duty incident, including the accusation that Cooley, God forbid, kissed the woman on the lips without her implied consent. Damn. Put that man in front of the firing squad. How dare he kiss a female on the lips without getting a written confirmation from her, and it should be signed in blood, a blood pact between them. Unbelievable. The guy should be 50 years of hard labor, then shot. It's more at military.com. I go to all kinds of cool websites and find this stuff for you. That's all he did, really? So while we are sacking our generals for kissing and giving out unwanted kisses to females off-duty, mind you, off-duty, not on base, just remember that China and Russia still prepare for war, and they have no time for such silly, idiotic nonsense. We are like that movie, Idiocracy, only in America. Only in America's military do we sack generals for kissing a woman that is an unwanted advance. How dare he? How dare we have a general in that capacity? Why is it? My God, we'll put a lesbian in there. We're going to put a transgender person in there. just to make it fair. Right? Right, America? That's where you're at, isn't it? How dare this man be heterosexual and an evil white general, an evil white fascist? You know what they're saying. Of course they're saying that. We got him. We got him. We got him. Get him out of our gay military. We want him gone. Sayonara, buddy. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Sayonara. Kiss our ass, what the Democrats are saying. Yep, they got another one. Well, if that's all he did, he'll be up for a court-martial and then a firing squad probably soon, the way things are going in this country. Well, I thought you'd get a kick out of that as I did, and this is also very sobering tonight. As a leading defense analyst had this to say, the guns of April is our show theme tonight, and it's very real. There is an excellent chance that there will be war. There is also a high probability of it going in nuclear, and then no one will win. Hundreds of millions, or perhaps billions, of people in the world will unfortunately die. As I tell you each week on the radio, we are a world at war. Per many alternative news sources, China has moved their nuclear forces, no joke, to launch on any warning, as they are on very high alert right now. They have moved some mobile missiles on their mobile launchers on the coast of China to be ready. Many observers fear a nuclear exchange between Russia and Ukraine. I've been following this story. You won't even hear about this on lamestream news. The situation is escalating out of control. Russia's military is on high alert. The Ukraine defense minister says that right now there are 120,000 Russian troops on its borders. Now, Putin has backed off a little bit. There's a lot of saber rattling and maneuvering going on, obviously, in this high-stakes poker game. And it is a poker game. The Ukrainian security services have announced that their forces are on high alert and ready for war as well, as Russia expels two Bulgarian diplomats. The Ukrainian security services have declared a high alert on all its units in every region of the country. Over in Europe and Russia, some countries have actually tested blast doors in subway bomb shelters in case of nuclear attack, but the United States has none of those, as we still go about the normalcy bias in this country. Russia has also announced a no-fly zone in the Black Sea area near the Crimea. A conga line of U.S. F-16s are now airborne on their way to join NATO in Europe. This is our world, and this is a show promo.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Wehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up, too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use of this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
And now Ronald Reagan speaks to the nation.
It's not that our liberal friends don't know anything. It's that they know so much that isn't so.
Yes, the F-16s are on their way to the Ukraine, that area, and that's been reported also elsewhere, so we're not spilling the beans or any top secret intel. We would never do that to our servicemen and women. Biden seeks war to get himself out of political and economic trouble, and so then he will have Putin to blame for it in his hopes to rally the American people against Russia once again, and even it's a backhanded stab at ex-President Trump. Because the Democrats always link Trump and Putin together as a similar management style. Whatever is coming, it is coming very soon. Analysts say the Russian state TV crews have been ordered to Donetsk to cover a potential war in the Donbas area against motherland Russia by Ukrainian forces. What could happen here, in my view, is that I think Putin has a good, very solid control over their nuclear forces in Russia. I'm not so concerned about Putin, though he is aggravating the situation here. But again, Ukraine historically has been a part of the Russian Federation as well as the Crimea. I'm more concerned with Ukraine, their saber rattling and their nuclear forces. Ukraine, to me, has less control than a Russia, and they could possibly launch something or do something crazy or pull a crazy Ivan over there. But we do hope that peace prevails for all the Russian and Ukrainian people, as we do once in a while get an email from Ukraine or Russia, that part of the world. And we do have listeners over there, believe it or not. We are worldwide. And this week also, the swastika emblem, God forbid, was found on a Viking sword just unearthed in Scandinavia, in that part of the Germanic world, matching many artifacts of the Vikings, who also used the swastika 1,000 years ago as symbolic of their culture, region, nation, and even their Viking religion. But you didn't know that. And a business in America recently put this up for all patrons to read, and this is a great, I just had to tell you this. It says, notice, the owners, staff, and patrons will not be required to wear a mask. This is to protect our health and best serve the community. If this bothers you, then please remember that nobody really cares about your opinion, especially the owners, period, dot, decimal point. Love that. And more video and still photography shots have surfaced on Gab and elsewhere showing Dr. Death Fauci taking his mask off the minute the camera stopped rolling. Just thought you would like to know that, America. Also, just know that our intel sources have confirmed that Fauci's daughter works for Twitter, a company which censors all opposition to her Fauger. This was reported by G News. As Fauci's daughter is a software engineer at Twitter, a company who permanently suspends people from disagreeing with them and their overt Democrat liberal political views. Just thought you'd like to know. That's also not being reported anywhere else. And Black Lives Matter militants tell white diners in New York, the evil white diners having dinner on a Saturday night to get the F out of New York, that they are not welcome in the city that their ancestors founded. This is your diversity working against you yet again, Mr. and Mrs. America. And don't forget that these same people and their liberal Democrat media allies constantly lecture to you and lecture to all of American flyover country. Drum roll, please. That diversity is our only strength. That is a joke. Leftist privilege is this, believing you have the right to control other people and their dining habits, in the case of New York. Believing you have the right to shut up others' opinions. Believe people care about what you say when you are, quote, offended. Leftist privilege is believing that there are two sets of rules. One for you and your leftist privileged class, and one for everyone else who happens to just disagree with you. And militant leftist George Soros and his Open Society Foundation had a leaked plan for federally controlled police. What did I tell you? They want to take away your local control over your sheriff and deputies and local police. They want all police federalized. So then the federal government, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Harris and Pelosi's, can control your local police, lord it over you, and tell you how to live your life. That is what they want. In Arizona, the Senate will now start a major audit of the 2.1 million 2020 presidential election ballots. Well, we shall see what happens there in my state of Arizona. Now, there's a great meme on Gab and Twitter and elsewhere, which shows a man talking about Chauvin's guilty verdict up in Minneapolis, and the Joker is dressed in his regalia sitting next to him thinking, me knowing that our civilization is over and we're all just going through the motions until the real shooting begins and starts. Very true words. Hopefully not true. But look, the militant left are empowered, and they are empowered, and don't think they're going to stop there. I've told you before and warned you, they always overplay their hand. They're famous for it. Now, a lot of you folks have heard of Alexander Solzhenitsyn of Russia, mighty Russia, regarding communism, which many young communists in America today still do not know anything about, yet they say they're communists. But Alexander said this: you must understand that the leading Bolsheviks in Russia during the revolution were not Russians. They hated Russians. They hated the Christians in Russia. They were driven by ethnic hatred as they tortured and slaughtered millions of real ethnic Russians without a shred of human remorse. Although that hasn't been taught to you in your schools, has it? He goes on to say, it cannot be overstated that Bolshevism committed the greatest human slaughter of all time. The fact that most of the world is ignorant and uncaring about this enormous human crime is proof that the global media is in the hands of the perpetrators. Very true words. So we're glad you're here tonight. We got a lot of calls on the board. We have a lot of things to talk about. We will start the show. We're glad you're here tonight. Let it rain. Let it, our word go forth through all states, through all countries. We're calling you. We want you to join the fight. that was the Germanic Viking March. And our great sponsor tonight is the Northwest Valley Towing Service here in the greater Phoenix area, serving Glendale, Surprise, Peoria, Sun City West, and El Mirage. Contact Brian and his crew at 602-615-1604. It's Northwest Valley Towing. Find them online. They give the best service. If you have trouble with your car, if it's inoperable, you need to tow to a shop or your dealer, Northwest Valley Towing will serve you. They are great, a family-run operation. I love them, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor of the show tonight. Now, as I told you before, Russia and Ukraine are heating up. It is the classic David and Goliath story. There's a lot of other news. And let's go to the calls right now. We'll get this call on the air here. Hello, you're on the Von Wiegand Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Betty Benson.
Yeah, Betty, you said?
Betty, yeah.
Hey, Betty. How's it going tonight?
Hi, pretty good, Von. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, what are your thoughts tonight? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Newport Beach, California.
Love
and
it.
And I just wanted to say thank you for your show. I enjoy you every time I listen, and I support everything you're doing, and thank you for having me on tonight.
Awesome, Betty. How long have you lived out there in beautiful, gorgeous Newport Beach, California? I love it out there.
4 years. 4 years. I'm originally from Tennessee.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you that I used to be a liberal.
Yes. So what happened? My show?
About 2 years ago. Well, it was before that, really. A couple of years ago, you know, right before the election, the tensions were brewing. And I had just been making all of these observations for years and years and finally tied the pieces together and admitted to myself, hey, I'm a conservative. And so I started learning about politics, which is something I never was involved in. And now I'm fascinated with it, which is why I've been, that's how I found your show tonight.
I love it. It is fascinating, isn't it? And I'm so glad you called. I grew up in California, love it. And parts of California are having some issues, right? But as a kid, my aunt was in Long Beach, just north of you there. My uncle was in Tustin, just inland. I grew up in Sacramento and Anaheim, and we were all over California as a kid. That was when L.A. was truly golden. Now it's full of homeless people, right? But you're in Newport. You're in the jewel of the Orange Coast area there. You're in the beautiful part.
Definitely.
Did you buy a home there?
Definitely. Oh, no, I rent. I'm a poor woman.
I hear you. What are the rents going there for? Can you tell us? I'm just curious. What would a beach pad go if Von Wiegand wanted to go there and rent a beach pad and be at the beach all day long and broadcast from those beautiful ocean waves? What would it cost me?
Oh, my gosh. You know, a beach rental, I don't know. I can tell you that a one-bedroom right now in Newport Beach is going to go anywhere from $2,500 up.
Wow. How do you do that? Do you make really good money?
Well, I don't. I actually rent a studio, so my rent's a little bit less. But I do make a middle-class income, but I'm really struggling.
What do you do out there for work? What's a field are you in? I don't want to get too nosy into your personal life, but, you know.
Well, I work
in an office.
I'm an office worker. I do administrative work and training development for healthcare corporations.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So healthcare is real big in California, obviously, so you'll have, you know, full employment there. But, yeah, that's still a lot of money. But you're living in paradise, right? They always say, every night you can go walk the beach, right?
Vaughn, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't love it every day. It truly is paradise here. And you know, it taught me that it's really something worth protecting, because even in the 4 years that I've been here, I'm from Tennessee originally. And in
yeah.
the 4 years I've been here, I've seen a transformation, and I've seen things really go downhill. I even lived in Long Beach my second year in California, and my neighborhood deteriorated so bad in a span of like 6 months that pretty soon it turned into a homeless camp after sunset. And I walk, I exercise, and, you know, go out to the beach and like to stay active. So I would walk to the beach every night, and I had to adjust my routine just to stay in safer areas just to get to where I wanted to go. So it changed how I lived.
Right. And we talked about that on my show before. And when I saw your area code 949, I know that's for the Newport Beach area of California. And so all new callers get on the show first. So we really appreciate your phone call. So glad you're a listener. When did you first hear about the Von Wehen Show?
A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine named Patrick said that I should dial in, that I would fit in well. So I've listened to a couple of shows. This is my third show, and I'm loving it.
I love it. It's great. We're glad to have you. Our army of listeners is growing by leaps and bounds. It's so, so cool. A little bit about me. I used to broadcast here in Phoenix at KFNX 1100 AM for many years. And what happened was we produced our own show, and the cost got too high, and there was a changeover. And so like a lot of shows, like people don't know that we produce our own show. So there is, you know, so I went this portal, and this has been working out great for us. Actually, we're reaching far more people on the internet than we did at a call sign station, though I love the call sign stations too. I want to do both actually again, but right now they're too cost prohibitive. These owners of these stations are too greedy, right? They want way too much money. So, but I'm so glad you're out there. And landlords too. Exactly. That you know, $2,500 a month for a one bedroom, folks, in Newport Beach. That's a pretty penny, you know. It really is. How do people do it out there? What do your neighbors do? Are they all struggling?
You know, upstairs there are a couple of girls who are living together, and they're pooling resources. And a lot of people have roommates now. It's shocking.
Well, you have to if you live out there, because it's, yeah, and you want to live in a good neighborhood. I want you to live in a good neighborhood. We've seen the L.A. area just go. Parts of it are still very beautiful. I had a friend of mine that flew out there from Dallas. And I go out there quite often, so I know the area well. But he just came back 2 days ago and said, man, we saw the highlights, you know, of the Los Angeles area. A friend of mine named Joe, he's a millionaire in Dallas, but I am the poor guy. He's the rich guy, right? But he was seeing his daughters who live out there in Glendale, which, you know, that's – but he said, my God, was there homeless people and drugged out people everywhere if you go off the beaten path. But you're in a great spot. Newport is safe. It's in most of California should be like that. It should be, and it used to be like that. People know after World War II, California, I always say, what happens to California goes the nation. So I'm so glad you called tonight, Betty, because that state was called the Golden State, folks, and it used to be beautiful. It was not invaded by millions and millions of folks from the third world. It was not invaded. There were not people like the Tower of Babel. You go to L.A. now, you hear about 30, 40 different languages. It wasn't like that when I was a kid. You know, yeah, I saw the occasional hippies and stuff kind of like that. But basically, it was a very clean, beauty, drop-dead gorgeous is what I remember. People were gorgeous. The area was gorgeous. There was not gridlock traffic. We don't have to live like this, people. It shouldn't be like this. Our leaders are terrible, and they have ran the country in the ground for profit, for a nickel on every share price, bringing in the lowest common denominator, you know, and suppressing our wages. And I'm an independent. I blame both parties, too. I can't stand the no-spine cuck Republicans, and I detest the Marxist Democrats. That's why I'm a real nationalist. I'm for America first. I'm for the country first. I'm for our people first. We don't have to live like this. And unfortunately, we're in a quandary here, Betty, where and people shouldn't have to bring in strangers to their home to make the rent. I mean, when I was a kid, this is going to blow you away, because I do recall this. My aunt had a beautiful three-bedroom apartment in Long Beach. And this is like, I'm kind of dating, but just say it was the late 70s. You know what she was paying, what she told her family? She was paying $350 a month.
$350
a month to live by the beach in a three-bedroom luxury, you know, condo in Long Beach, right by the Queen Mary, right by the aquarium that's out there.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, people were living in Redondo Beach, which, you know, is beautiful. Oh, my God, they were giving those apartments away, giving those huge condos. We're out there, folks, they've built a lot of this stuff after World War II. There's 2,000 square foot, like, homes that are Mac Daddy condos have with ocean views. They were selling those for, get this, 15 to 20 grand. Which was big money back then, but nothing like $1 million today, right? But still, everything is relative, but not that relative. I mean, you could pick up something out there for when I was a kid, when my parents sold our house in Anaheim, they sold it for about 30 grand and got top dollar. And the house was off Catella Avenue. You know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
Right there off, right by Disneyland. That was where our house was. My father was U.S. Air Force. So that house now is probably $1 million. But 30 grand, and that was, you know, most houses in the country were being sold for around, you know, 15 or 20 grand. California always had a little bit of a premium, but the discrepancy now is just huge, you know. Mm-hmm. Crazy, huh?
It's really insane. And one thing that I would love to hear you do an episode about sometime maybe is about our education system. I'm a former school teacher, and I don't think I would ever go back into education because teachers don't get to teach content to their students anymore. It's turned into this legal thing where it's more about lesson plans and adapted lesson plans and, you know, all of these other types of learning, which we should be innovative with our educational techniques. But we should be leading the country in test scores in the process. And the United States has fallen sorely behind. I remember when we put man on the moon in 1969, and it was such a source of pride, you know? And mm-hmm. I don't feel like we have that anymore. We lost it, and I want to see us get that back.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Betty, great, great call. Call anytime. I now know your number. Put you in my studio switchboard here. Thank you for listening to the show. Tell all your friends and family. And we will expand the show, too, once our contract gets done with Blog Talk here. So we will be on probably a second night a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But for right now, every Thursday, love you. Have fun out there in beautiful Newport Beach. I envy you tonight. I'm not too far away from you. I'm 4 hours away in my mountain stronghold here in Arizona. But I'm coming your way soon.
Well, stay in touch, Ron. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you, Betty. Have a great night. Appreciate you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Well, Newport Beach, great call from Betty out there, who's originally from Tennessee. She made a smart move on one level. And though Tennessee is beautiful, too. I've been out there in the Smoky Mountains. We have calls from Tennessee. But Newport Beach is the jewel of the coast. And with that, let's get to Gladiator Paul and then the Irish Pirate and then the Gunslinger. We got a lot of calls tonight. Gladiator, are you there tonight?
Always here, man. How are you?
Nice. Nice, man. How are you doing? We're just talking to Betty out there in Newport Beach, and I know we talked a bit before the show. What is going on, man?
Talk to me. Man, just, you know, everybody's got something to say, but isn't it funny how the Democrats always put their foot right down their throat? You know,
yeah.
Like, it's not even in their mouth, man. It's just right down their throat. So a lot of people didn't hear about this because it wasn't covered by the national news. But Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. So this was interesting. After the verdict was read, yesterday she came out, and this is the exact line that she said. Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life in the name of justice.
I heard that.
Now, I don't recall George Floyd waking up that morning and saying, you know, I'm going to sacrifice my life today for justice.
Exactly. No such thing. Never happened.
But George Floyd definitely woke up and said, I'm going to take some drugs today and see if I can buy some stuff with one of my fake $20 bills. I know that.
Exactly.
But,
so true.
And then I just saw how this woman, who was one of the two jury alternates, you know, she came out and gave an interview today, which I don't think any of these people should be giving interviews, right? I mean, it's sad enough. The whole experience of George Floyd, him dying in the hands of the police, and if the police never showed up, he might have just died in an overdose and never been heard of in the entire history of the planet, right? But,
right.
I mean, because he had drugs in his mouth in the backseat of the car that landed on the floor that could have killed anybody, because he had methamphetamines and fentanyl, two separate pills. I mean, that's a lot of drugs, right? So, anyway, she gave an interview today, one of the jury alternates, and here's what she said. She said, you know, when I was selected as a person on the jury, I already had a preconceived notion and the fears about all of the riots that happened the summer before, number one. Number two, when the Floyd family received a $30 million wrongful death suit from the city of Minneapolis, so they probably received 60% of that, $18 million. She said, but because the city was wanting to give them money very quickly, I already had a preconceived notion that if we don't find Derek Chauvin guilty, the city's going to burn. And the city already said we have guilt on our hands because the city paid
right.
$30 million. And then she said, she saw, because Maxine Waters was in Minneapolis, so it was in the local news, when Maxine Waters, U.S. House Rep, said, if we don't get a guilty on murder and all charges, then we will riot worse than last summer. So
yes.
Here's one of the jury alternates that said, you know, I already had all three of those preconceived notions in my head. So when I was asked to leave, I felt relieved that I was not going to be part of the sequestered jury.
Right.
Now, she said, I felt like he was guilty on some level, probably maybe the third degree manslaughter, but not the second and third degree murder charges. But I knew that if they didn't find him guilty on murder instead of the manslaughter, that what I feared would be our city would burn again, the riots would be like crazy, and our lives would be in danger. So this was a no-win situation no matter what. But the judge said on camera to the defense attorney, you already have your appeal because U.S. House Rep Maxine Waters came here and said that we need a guilty verdict on all accounts. So you already have your appeal. I'm sure you're ready to file it, you know, once if he's proven guilty, and after sentencing, you'll file that immediately. And why are these U.S. House Reps and Joe Biden, the president, opening up their mouths about a jury case? Except,
you know, it's jury tampering, Paul. Yeah, it's criminal. It's a criminal offense. Maxine Waters broke the law. But if she's black, I'll be blunt. She's a congresswoman and a Democrat, and she'll get away with it, bottom line. You know?
Right. Because that is just as bad as a mobster getting on a camera before a jury goes in to sequester about one of his, you know, gang members of the mob, if he says, yeah, we need innocent, or else. That's jury tampering as well, right? So
yes, it is. And we lock those bastards up, don't we? We lock them up. But Maxine Waters can go there and say that, and there's no arrest. What's wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, crazy. This country, this is not the Ronald Reagan 1980s we grew up in.
No, not at all, man.
This thing's been twisted into a comedy, a sad, sad comedy.
God,
you know, like Betty feels like the education system is completely messed up. I'm glad we got educated in the 70s and early 80s where we actually got an education. So when you and I went to school and even into college, we got an education. Nowadays, you can only either study black African history, black African American history, or you go into a cry room if the election doesn't go your way. I mean, you can't get a finance and accounting degree today. They'll laugh at you. What do you mean? Don't you want to study African American studies? No.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't want to learn about black Marxists. I'm sorry. And BLM had it on their website for a long time that Marxism is what they espouse from many of their leaders. That's been widely reported in many, many sources, many internet sources. So, yeah, I don't want to – look, I want to study what I want to study. It isn't – it's not this indoctrination of teaching you have to learn about black this and black that. That's the problem with America. Diversity is not our strength. It's very obvious to me it's not. And anyone that says that is smoking dope. And by the way, that's also what they want you to do, is smoke more and more pot, because the more pot you smoke, the more stupid you are. The more stupid you are, then they can pass more draconian laws against you and your family and screw you over even more. So, yeah, it's like a vicious circle. It's like they want you to learn about things that have no – that will not make you one dime in the real world.
Right.
Learn about – these people it's counterproductive, and that's what they want. They want you to go backwards, not forwards.
Right. So I also found it funny how Joe Biden – well, by the way, I mean, has anybody ever seen Joe Biden after he got inaugurated without his shadow, Kamala Harris, behind him? I mean, yeah. The guy –
every step of the way.
It's unbelievable,
yeah.
Right? Like, she – he
she's waiting for him to die. God
to
forbid.
Die, right. And controlling when he goes up to the podium and when she pulls him away. Like, she pulled on his arm and he turned around to her and he said, okay. And he backed up and she took the podium. Like, all right, so let's get beyond that. So it's funny how Joe Biden and every doctor that is listed on the White House COVID task force now, they all came out the last 2 days pointing their finger and bashing every red state. That's what they call them, every red state that voted for President Trump, how the vaccination rates aren't high enough there. They're rejecting doses of vaccines. How dare they? Now we have to go
right.
Now we have to go after all their leaders to go out and get people to get vaccinated. Like, I want to see what's going to happen in 3 years. How many diseases, natural, quote unquote, natural caused diseases that this vaccine produces? Because now a ninth woman has died of blood clots. And I can't believe it's only women that are dying from blood clots. I don't know why that would be from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But now they want to give it to you. They want you to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with a warning paper that this may, in a rare instance, cause blood clots and cause you to die. They're actually going to give you a piece of paper that says that when you get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine now. People, please don't get that vaccine. It's not a vaccine. For the flu, we already talked about how the Wuhan Viral Institute, the director, said we manipulated all the bat flus that we have the largest concentration of, and we found a way to attack the human lung. And that was in 2019, in October, when he put that out. It's called COVID-19 for 2019. And please don't take that vaccine. if it doesn't kill you now, it's going to kill you later of something else, obviously.
I agree. Gladiator Paul, thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. Great words of wisdom. That's Paul from his North Valley compound here. And we got a lot of calls tonight. I want to get everyone on the air. And some of my favorites, I'll let you talk again. We're going to go to a few callers here. Irish Pirate, you're in the batter's box. And we're going to get the Gunslinger in Lincoln. Don't go anywhere from Flyover Country. But, folks, when they come to your town, when they come for you, what are you going to do when they come for you? It sounds a lot like this.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's your future, America. Let's go to Irish Pirate, who we thank. He's our tech wizard for the show, and we appreciate him. And I know he's there somewhere in North Phoenix or the North Valley. Irish, are you there tonight?
Oh, I'm on my compound.
Irish Pirate.
Along with a, I'm on my compound,
yes,
along with a 35-day-old owlet that I discovered is being raised just from where I come in. I think deliberately the parents nested that close to where I come in so that I can help defend the brand new little owlet. I feel complimented already.
I saw your photographs of that warrior owl that you're raising. Looks really cool, man. That's a great photograph you sent me.
I call
love
her baby M. I don't know if she's boy or girl yet, and it takes a long time with owls to figure that out. But
yes.
Yeah, and I show them at church, and it's quite a staple when you've got. And it's got a lot of power because people out there want something that they can ogle over. Because one of the comments I was going to make from just stuff that's come out on the program so far, I've got a whole long list of redirects, basically, off of that. First of all, I'll give you one. George Floyd must have had the strongest neck in the entire freaking world, okay?
Right.
A cop who's comes in and literally – pretty much puts his whole body weight on it, and then they take it to court and they find out it didn't even leave any kind of a mark, abrasion, or pressure indenture. That, to me, that's truly amazing. It must have killed him, but it certainly didn't affect his neck. I mean, wow.
That's right.
That's serious science right there. I mean, and you've got millions of people believing that he died through pressure on his neck, when in reality, probably somebody was leaning on, oh, for example, his clavicle, which certainly could
yes.
not have killed him.
Yes.
Okay, so that's item number one. That's the world just gets them. When you have full control
crazy
over the media,
medical stories.
You can get people to believe
right.
anything, which
yes,
brings me
you
to
can.
Number two. Brings me to number two, Betty, who claims, and she's just a classic example because Newport
we
Beach,
love Betty.
You know,
Betty's awesome.
Yeah, we
yes.
do. Yeah, we love people who remember California when it was that beautiful, including Von Weehunt and me.
Yes.
Because I was born in
I was
West
there.
LA. I was born in West
yes.
LA in the 60s.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And
that's when
in,
it was gorgeous.
I lived in Whittier and Mission Viejo, amongst other places down there.
Oh, yeah,
and
in Orange County.
I was in Mission Viejo just before I was nine, and I moved
oh,
around
that, oh, my
too.
God.
So
Mission Viejo is still nice, but back then it was pristine. But they've
oh,
ruined it with millions
member,
of immigrants that don't belong there.
I was a member of the 10th family to move in, so I'm extremely prejudiced. And my mother basically said, I'd go back to California if everybody that showed up after 1970 would leave. And
yeah,
thinking,
California
so
is where, right, these immigrants don't go to Wyoming. They don't go to, South Dakota, and they wouldn't want them up there anyway. But my point is they all go to L.A., where they have extended family. And look, how many, we don't have a population problem, Irish. I always tell folks, in America, we do not have a population shortage. We have millions of people. Millions are on the road. Traffic gridlock is everywhere. We're screwed because they let in too many damn people, and massive deportations may happen someday. We'll see.
Well, if bring in the best people from other countries, well, then I wouldn't have a problem with them coming over at all. And it would show when they came to communities en masse like they do, those communities would just thrive, wouldn't they? I mean, we would be in awe of what they could do. Instead, yeah, there's
right.
a few people that come over that we're in awe of what they can do, what they're willing to do. There are people like that, but unfortunately, they're not the ones that are being kicked out of their countries to come here, basically.
That's
I
right.
mean, we don't.
That's right.
And they're literally thinking that economic depression is a reason to go to somebody else's country and say, get something for free over there because we can't do it here. The answer is no. We have embassies over there and programs over there. And that was brought up recently by Owen Schroyer on InfoWars, actually. You know, why didn't we
yes.
just take all the money that we're spending on bringing people here and go to their countries and set up stuff over there? We could have done
that. Right. Well, the thing is, the American army we surrounded Mexico City. We won this area in war. And we're going to talk about that on some shows. But it's called the Halls of Montezuma. It's in the Marine Corps hymn for the Halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, right? So we should have taken over Mexico when we had the chance, in my view, and made Honduras, that little tiny, tiny border, our border. We have a massive Rio Grande border that spans thousands of miles. Province just too big unless you put the army there to manage it. But Mexico should have been taken over, in my view, manifest destiny, man. You know, we should have taken over when we had the chance, but we failed. Those are my two cents worth.
And then when people do change over from demo-progressive, semi-liberal, democrat garbage, they find interest in political belief. They find interest in what people believe and know and what they can do. And that includes the scope of what the public thinks that they're allowed to discuss. And so a person who comes over to being a populist, a libertarian, a propertarian, conservative, whatever they might find, what they're going to find out is that they like not only people, but they like being able to discuss what people can believe, what they should believe, that type of thing. And it creates a better society. But instead, we're not allowed to discuss that. For example, I talk to my neighbors who are rather progressive, and they will tell me, did you get your shot? And it's like, I want to discuss why I should get a shot. I'm not even going to tell you yes or no at this point, because I might upset you, the fact that I know more about health than you do. But I want you to tell me how much you know about personal health so I could figure out what I am allowed to be able to leave to nature in my life. That's what I really would like to do. And technically, that would be a libertarian, most technically.
Correct.
Or you'd call a conservative saying I'm upholding a traditional belief of some sort. But the important thing is that people are not allowed to discuss this. My neighbors just don't actually matter in their lives. I hear them talking all the time when they talk to each other, and they'll even laugh about it. But then again, that brings us to point number three, which came up in, ironically, Gladiator's phone call. He said he got an education in the 70s. I'm saying, no, you didn't. You didn't get philosophy, semantics, logic, political science, or at least real political science, a whole bunch more things. You got, for example, in high school, social studies, which came out in the 50s. The concept of social studies? Yeah, that's truly progressive. You can't do what you're doing today if you weren't way back then dismantling people learning how to get along with each other. And social studies did exactly that. And as a basically final comment, because I know my time's coming up, even in my math classes in the 2000s, math, right? You know, simple, straightforward progression. The latest theorem that was in any of the books, which was extending a polynomial square to make things easier, was published at UTEP, Texas El Paso, in 1983 by a student there. That was the latest.
Mm-hmm.
We've done nothing with math since then that we could turn around and improve anything in our books. Guess not. That's absolutely not true. I mean, that can't be true. I mean, stuff that I do nowadays. I've gone to seminars on fractals and things like that. You know, with my wife, for example, at the time. Right. It was a popular, fun thing to do. Nowadays, you know, what are we doing with our math? We've seen some of the terrible things that they do in elementary school now with math classes. They've had to toss
Irish math is evil. Math is evil, designed by evil white men to subvert the indigenous peoples of the earth. That's what they'll say. I can hear it now.
If you study real math, you might learn how they're really tricking you in the real planet through elections and inventories and all sorts of bad games we don't want to talk about yet. I mean, why
true,
would
man.
You actually find out how you're being hoodwinked if you take a math
right.
class? But anyway,
God forbid.
Yeah, so the basic,
Irish,
basic
love you, man.
Idea here is they're pulling the wool over eyes in America. You can leave the hood on, basically, or the mask, just bring it up over your eyes, I guess. And if you do that, you've earned your keep. You're going to end up getting your freebies from the government. They can't afford you, so they're going to give you a shot and kill you. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
That's right. That's right. Irish, thank you, buddy. Have a great night up there. Our tech wizard, Irish pirate, somewhere in Phoenix. Love you, man. Let's go to, we got the gunslinger in the batter's box right now. I want to get to the flyover country report from Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln, are you there tonight? How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going out there, Lincoln? How are you?
It's going
I saw
all right.
you on the
You're
Gab a few
Gab.
Times. Like... Yeah. What are your thoughts tonight,
oh,
buddy?
Oh, yeah, I do like to get on Gab. Well, I gotta tell you, man. Like, I thought Betty's call was very good. I mean, I guess me personally, I'll take my two bedroom fenced in yard here in central part of the not very far from where she moved from. I'll take my 380 dollar house payment versus the $1,800 studio apartment. Because it's very, very pretty here, too. The weather's better there.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but the weather's pretty nice here, too. And
it is. People, Midwest is the most underrated part of the country.
Here.
I'm sorry?
I don't have to deal with diversity here like she does there.
It's true. That's true. Diversity is our strength, Link, is what they say, huh?
Well, absolutely. Diversity is our strength. I mean, if you don't believe me, just ask St. Floyd, the sacred African.
Yeah, it's our strength. According to all the Democrats, they just want more and more George Floyds. Because every George Floyd, they think a Democrat sprouts their wings somewhere in America, and they get more votes. They want 1,000 George Floyds, man.
I wish that were true, but unfortunately I hear way too many Republicans talk about diversity as our strength as well.
I agree with you. I agree with that. Well, they're trying to play both sides against the middle. They're trying to placate the militant Democrat leftist press, and they're trying to get those independent voters in their district. I know their game. I know what they're doing. It's going to backfire on them. You and I both agree on that. It works limited. It works in some locales, probably if you're up in the upper Midwest, which is a little bit more liberal, say your Michigans, your Minnesota, Wisconsin's, your East Coast probably. But, South and Southwest doesn't work too well, does it?
No, I mean, I don't think the Republican Party has woken up to the fact that by playing this whole game of, like, let's flank the left by being just as left as the left is going to gain us anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've figured out yet that for every gay vote, transgender vote they gain, they lose like 10 people like me. I don't think they've quite figured that out yet. I don't think they're ever going
to. I agree with you.
Which is why I really hope that the Republican Party burns, dies a horrible death, and goes away and gets the hell out of the way so an actual real nationalist party can arise. That way we don't have these people placating all the people, begging for money, you know, and filling that space when a real party could actually, you know, differ. Instead of being liberal light, an actual right-wing party could exist.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. They call the Republicans the right-wing party of America. If that's right-wing, that's pretty lame. It's pretty watered down. I agree with you. That's not a real right-wing party. They're like Democrat light, I agree. And it's a race to the bottom, haven't you noticed? Folks, it's like the Republicans are racing to the bottom. Who can pander the best? Who can reach out to these forgotten communities? I love that word, communities in America. We have to reach out to the transgenders. We have to reach out to the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG group. We have to reach out to the Democrats. We have to reach out to Marxists. We have to reach out to any group or race, creed, or color who hates us. Ideologically and politically and on the street, we have to reach out to them is their mantra. And they wonder why they have problems. They wonder why they're losing middle America, because a lot of people go, look, your methodology, guys, we get what you're doing. Okay, I'm no dummy. I know it's politics 101. They want, it's the bigger tent theory, right, Lincoln? But the bigger tent theory doesn't work that well when you're losing, like Lincoln says, folks, you're losing a lot of your base. You might gain one or two people that were formerly Democrats, but you're losing 3 to 5 or 10 people who would have voted for you. It's stupid math, man. And in the long run, it's going to hurt them. I totally agree.
Well, just look at today, man. I mean, first off, we had Kristi Noem. Then we had Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas. And then we had, today we had the governor of North Dakota. We had the governor of Kansas. I mean, all of them have, like, vetoed bills, which are, simple things like maybe we shouldn't allow men and women's sports. Or maybe we should, like, not allow children that are, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old to take, like, hormone blockers and receive transition therapy. Maybe we shouldn't allow that. And every one of those Republican, like, based conservative, you know, right-wing Republicans, every single one of those governors vetoed those bills. I wonder who's controlling those people.
That's right.
They're certainly not
right-wing
or conservative. They're trying to out-left the left. Like, we're going to own
that's
the
right.
left by being
and
more left than the left.
It's a crazy philosophy. I agree with you, Lincoln. Thanks for the call, man. No, you're right. You're spot on. Love it. Very good point. I want a party that's machismo. And Lincoln's brought up a lot of good points again. And my listeners are all over the country, all over the world. We are the machismo show that your mother warned you about. We love all real women of the nation. We love our real women patriots. We know they're out there. But the men of the show wear numero uno cologne.
Search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only 4 basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold, numero uno green, numero uno red, numero uno silver. 4 numero uno colognes, all different, all wild. Find yours with the searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you. Numero uno!
God, I love that. Let's go to a new call here. Hello, you're live on the Von Wien Show. What's your name? Are you there? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mucho gusto. You have reached the Von Wien Show. If you are calling from L.A., hello, who are you? Are you there? Speak up. Going once. Going twice. Stand and deliver the goods, man. You're not there. Okay. We will move on to the gunslinger from Dallas, Texas. We'll get him on the air. Gunslinger, are you there tonight?
Sure am. How you doing? I hope everybody's
doing good. Doing good, man. How are you? How's Texas?
Texas is good. We'll probably have some storms in tomorrow, but, you know, it's spring. You know, my nose.
Yeah, I heard those spring storms are hitting.
Yeah, pretty bad. I want to congratulate your first caller there, the lady there, about not being a liberal anymore. Good move.
Oh yeah, Betty's great. The Newport Beach.
But, yeah, better late than never, as the old saying goes. Okay.
Right, and I wanted her to lead off on the show. New callers, folks, you get on the show first. So we got her on. I'm glad about that.
Now, with this white race type situation and all this garbage, this racism garbage, and I'm using those words lightly, I'm white. I'm white to the tip of my head, to the bottom of my feet, and everything in between. I will not bow down, nor will I ever apologize for being white. That is stupid. Okay.
Damn
and
right.
For these people, for these people, these white people, especially the white people that are apologizing to all those people that are listening, or if there's anybody out there that's listening like that, you people make me freaking sick. Okay. You people
yep.
need psychological help. I'm sorry you do. All right.
They do. They
I
do.
Mean, they do. They really do. I think that they've got to have some type of brain injury, of maybe that liberalism type situation. Okay, but they are sick people. Okay, there's no doubt about that. Okay, this is the most screwballish thing that I've ever seen. All the other races, they love their race, don't they? You heard the blacks. Oh, they're always, you know, about the blacks, under the blacks and everybody, and Asians and the Mexicans and all this other
diverse.
Stuff.
They're taught to celebrate, keyword, their diversity. But the whites, you aren't allowed to celebrate your diversity, are you?
Have you not
noticed that? So screw you, white America. F you. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'll boil it down for you.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Ahead,
I will bow down to you, okay? That's why I have to endorse the 14 words. We must secure the existence of our people and the future for white children. There's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong with that statement?
Nothing wrong with that. Every other race says that. Every other race says it.
Other races, yes. Other races
say it in different ways. They say the same thing.
Yeah. It means the
fair
same
is fair.
Thing. Fair is fair. Yeah, that's right. You know, if it's the color of a duck and it quacks like a duck and flies like a duck and walks like a duck, then it's a freaking duck. No matter how you look at it. Okay.
And I'm sure Gunslinger, you were raised the way I was. My dad was like this. He didn't really care if you were black, brown, purple, or indifferent. He liked you if he liked you and if you had, courage and honor. But he warned us sons of his. He says, your nation, what you're going to inherit, I'm seeing the symptoms now. It's going to be hell to pay when you become adults. And you boys better get ready because it's coming. Yep. And my dad's veteran friends from Vietnam would point in our face and say, you boys better learn how to be warriors. You better learn how to fight to protect yourself and not to hurt anybody, but self-defense, because what's happening to this country, they saw it back then, all the little, the wormholes and what's been happening. And now you fast forward now to today, and everything my dad said is etched in stone is correct. That's happened. Riot, the chaos. You're going to see infighting, racial strife, and they're going to gin it up on their own. The government wants this. We don't want it. They want it.
Absolutely. My dad was the same way. And my dad was the exact same way. The only person that can protect you is go over there and look at yourself in the mirror. That's the only person that's going to protect you. Okay? Plain and simple.
That's right.
The way it is. Okay? Now, real fast on this cop that shot that 16-year-old black girl, okay, on that disturbance, okay?
Yes.
In comparison to Floyd, okay? Now, the cop that shot this 16-year-old now criminal, because when you raise a knife and start to stab somebody with a kitchen knife, you have become a criminal, okay? The officer reacted properly. I would have done the same thing if I was a cop or in just me, going about my everyday business. I do carry a gun. That's why I'm called the gunslinger. That's called protection of a third person if you're not a cop. Even if you are a cop, you're protecting a third person. That aggressor, that other girl, I don't care if you're 13, I don't care if you're 16, I don't care if you're 75 freaking years old. Doesn't matter. You aggressively start to attack somebody like that, automatically self-defense. That cop shot her because she was attacking, already had, you've seen the video, I'm sure. The knife was already raised in a...
Ready to go, man.
Stab. Ready to...
The stab was going to happen. Sure.
That's right. It was going to happen. So the cop ended a criminal. Okay? Yay.
Yes, he did.
Now, with the cop that got convicted for Floyd, I think he is a nutcase, and I think he deserves everything that he got. Because his background, he was already in trouble 7 or 8 times on disciplinary actions. I don't know exactly what, but he had 7 or 8 strikes against his career type deal, okay? Now,
right.
The Floyd character, even though he was a dopehead, he had drugs in his system, and he was a criminal, and he did time, and blah, 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 and all this good stuff, okay? When you have somebody in handcuffs, I know I carry a pair of handcuffs on my gun belt, okay? And they're not fuzzy handcuffs. They're real handcuffs, Smith & Wesson's, okay?
Right.
you got a person's hands behind their back. They are cuffed, okay, on the ground. Now, and you've got about 3 burly other cops, or 4 cops, I remember many was around the dude, the other cop, the what's his name there that got convicted. You've got 3 or 4 other cops right there. The guy is not going to go anyplace. Where's he going to go? All of a sudden spring up like Superman and zap everybody with kryptonite and fly off in the wild blue yonder? No, not anything
right
here. So the cop had no right to put his knee on the guy's neck. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been anybody out here for 9 freaking minutes. That's crazy. He got what he deserved, okay? Even though he's a cop. Well, you know, there's good cops and there's bad cops. If I was the cops that were standing around him, I'd say, hey, dude, get off of him. I mean, you're gonna do it, but you know why they don't. Here's a good reason. You ever seen – well, I mean, you've heard of Back to Blue out here in society, okay? Well,
right.
Cops have a unknown – or it's in their own little clique that, you know, you speak up against me, okay, and embarrass me in a situation like this, then, well, maybe next time you get a call and you need backup, well, maybe I missed a call. If you get what I mean?
That's right.
That's right.
One hand washes the other, as they used to say,
right?
You back me, I'll back you. Either you're
that's
true
right
blue or you're not. That's right.
That's right. I scratch your back, scratch my back. It's
right.
It's that way in everything. It was that way. You know, I'm a retired master electrician engineer, okay? Even in the electrical field and the union, my dad was part of the union and everything. My dad almost got into fist fights in downtown Dallas at union meetings.
Sure.
Because stupid idiots.
That's when America was real. That's right. That's when America was real and raw.
Raw.
That's as real as it gets. Right.
Yes, that's as real as it gets. So that true proves, you know, and he didn't make any friends, and he just said, I don't want, you know, F him. You know, he could care less, okay, because he stood up for the right thing, okay? He stood up for the right thing. And real fast, again, on another subject here, I'd like to cover this one real fast. These idiots in, especially AOC, you know, the idiot, the AOC.
Right,
they
right.
They want to change all. They want
the bartender
all,
from New York.
Bartender. Mm-hmm. The barfly. There we go.
Right.
This idiot wants to change all these school buses to electric school buses. I don't know if you heard that, but
I rolled my eyes.
This fantasy land that they're in, okay? Now, you know where Houston is. You know where Spring, Texas is, just north of Houston down there. Okay? They had a crash of a Tesla vehicle, okay? There was 2 passengers.
I heard
one
about
in the passenger seat and one in the back. It was on autopilot. Nobody in the driver's seat, okay? It crashed.
Yep.
Okay? Those 2 people that were in there, they got barbecued, okay? Yes, unfortunately, yeah, very unfortunate. The fire department said it took 30,000 gallons of water to put that freaking car out.
Jeez.
Imagine that. I'm not even a fireman. Okay?
That's a lot of water.
Them cars are just your just about the size of your car or my car out here or a little
it
truck.
It took 30,000 gallons. What kind of firework was that? Oh, my God.
Well, I'll explain. There
Tesla
was a real fast
plane that you can't get out.
Yeah. They even had to call Tesla, the corporation, and ask them, how do you put your freaking fire out? We can't put it out.
Right.
Okay. What happens in that is because they're batteries. They're just like the battery in your car out there right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These things are they're basically wired in what you call parallel. I'm sure we've all went through the electrical in school, you know, parallel series circuit, blah, blah, blah. These things are wired in parallel. That means for every battery, your current capacity goes up exponentially with every battery you add. Okay. So if you got one 500 amp battery, but another 500 amp battery, you got 1,000 amps, and so on, and so on, and so on. Well, when these things crash, they do a little thing called short circuit, just like a short circuit in your house, okay?
Right.
When you short circuits like that, you create what we call a plasma fire. It's not only the battery burning, it's like lightning. That's basically plasma. When it shoots to the ground, and you see all that bright, like it's burning, that is actual plasma. That's what we call in the electrical trade plasma fire. And you can almost not be able to put that stuff out because it's like three times hotter than the surface of the sun. Okay?
It is.
So when you have all
Gunslinger, we've got to run here, man.
Okay.
We're almost running time here, buddy. Love the call, bud.
Hey,
call back anytime. Thank you. Thank you. Gunslinger from Dallas, folks. He's right, man. Those plasma fires are very intense. And kind of reminds me of Vietnam.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
Yes, yes, yes. Gunslinger is right. Don't let those nasty plasma fires get you down or burn you out of your compounds, folks. Tesla may have perfected the plasma fire after all. Unbelievable about that Tesla car that, you know, on the automatic pilot there being damaged in Texas. Made a lot of news. And we want you to sponsor the show. So if you know somebody that wants to sponsor the show, Tesla or otherwise, have them contact me at vonweehundshow@gmail.com or contact the show and station. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. And again, we want to give one more plug to Northwest Valley Towing, our sponsor tonight, serving Glendale in the Northwest Valley. Contact them at 602-615-1604 for your vehicle needs. Northwest Valley Towing. I'll be using them tomorrow, as a matter of fact, to bring my car from a shop. And let's go to the phones here. But before we do, we've had a lot of great calls tonight. We got about 25 more minutes here left on our dial. And we've got somebody here, looks like Breath the Surfer called in. We'll get to him. But before we do, this is a really cool promo made by Irish Pirate of the movie The Ambushers. The Ambushers with Dean Martin, 1967. I thought you would enjoy. It's pre-COVID America, retro America, before the onslaught and invasion. This is what it sounded like in our time capsule tonight.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture, The Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one Mad Helm, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
They're the ambushers.
I just love that movie from 1967 when America was real, raw, and talented. Let's now go to Brett the Surfer. I'm his Mexican hideaway. Brett, are you there tonight?
Vaughn, how are
Speak
you?
Speak up, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Still still rocking in Rocky Point, man. Got to take care of some things down here, man, and just loving the sea air, you know? But
I understand. I thought I would lead you in with the Ambushers, Dino style, man.
Yeah, that was a good era, man. That was my house
oh,
in downtown Phoenix. It was built in '55, so that was a good good time, man. You know, but with the border situation, that's very interesting, man. With what's going on there, you know.
Isn't that crazy?
I hear that Biden's going to do something here. I got some motorcycles cruising by. I think they say they're going to do something. Have you heard that? Have you heard that they said we're going to address this?
Well, Biden's going to give money to the illegals. He's going to open up our borders and allow more in. That's what he said he's going to basically do. He's not going to do anything to help out you or I or Lincoln in Flyover Country or Betty at Newport Beach or Gunslinger in Dallas or Paul in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or even the Irish Pirate, for God's sakes, and his new warrior, Al, protecting his compound, for God's sakes. Biden will say, screw you, America. It's all about me and my militant Democrat Marxist friends. How about those apples? That's what he's really saying.
Yeah, and that's a sad
America.
State.
It is.
It's what he's all about, man.
That.
And you know what is an interesting statistic is last year at this time we had 350 a month coming over. Now there are 3,500 and it's climbing, you know. I think that was Penn Zone today on the news. I was listening to that statistic. But that's very telling. That tells you that, you know, Trump was doing something right there. I don't know what we're going to do when we're overrun with what our systems are. Are they just going to break down, you know, eventually? I think that's what will happen. I know they want the votes, you know.
They're going to overrun the system, man, and the Democrats just foam at the mouth. They love this. These are new Democrat voters. Let's be honest. Let's cut to the chase, America. And, you know, this Brad, they're not going to be Republican or Trump voters. Of course not. People that think that are smoking some massive weed in the conservative party, they think we're going to corral them and educate them and get them over to our side. No, you're not, you dumb cucks. They're going to vote Democrat. 80 to 95% of them are going to vote Democrat. You might get 5 or 10%, a little slice of the pie, but the first wave coming over, remember, they're all from big draconian governments. They don't understand capitalism. It's going to take them a generation or two to kind of get it. Oh, they'll work, many of them. I'm not saying that, you know, there's some good people there, I'm sure, some hard workers. But on the whole of it, what do we see, Brett? We see the benefits exponentially rise in California. EBT, food stamp, welfare, et cetera, will rise to take care of a burgeoning immigrant population. That those are the statistics. Those are the numbers, and the facts don't lie. So California is a big welfare state and a sanctuary state for these people, and they know it.
I really hope that Arizona doesn't. That doesn't happen, and it could, very well could in Phoenix, where we're getting close to possibly turning blue. You know.
Well, but, we can't right, and we can't afford it. We cannot afford blue. Blue is too expensive. We got to stay red because, you know, we can't afford blue, man.
Well,
too much dinero.
Capital gains tax. Today. Yeah.
Right. Mucho dinero. Señor Brad, mucho dinero. Gracias, amigo.
Well, what do you think about the capital gains tax doubling? That's going to be, but you know, it's for the wealthy, at 43%, wow. And that could just be the beginning, you know?
And they'll say, Señor Brett, I don't think you'd like me. I want more dinero. Señor Brett. I agree with you, man. Look, I really don't care. It's not about them being Hispanic. I don't care if it's any country on our southern border. We can't absorb the entire third world. We cannot. This is why they've transformed our once beautiful states into, you know, it's Mexico City North is what L.A. is now. It's a Costa Rica now. Costa Rica is a beautiful country. I would love to fly there, and I'm going to. I want to visit. I like that South America thing. I dig it. But I don't want the whole world to move here. Okay, that's my distinction. I want them to be there and we're here. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a nationalist. I want them to have a nationalist country. I want them to enjoy their nation and make it better, not come here and say, oh, we couldn't do anything in our country, so we thought we'd go country shopping, which is what they're doing, and we thought we'd shop around. And you know what? We found that your country is the most generous and gives us out the best benefits, and we don't really want to fight a nasty revolution and get shot at, so we don't want to do anything in our country. We'll come to your country and say we're the oppressed, persecuted minority, and then hold our hand out and then get some benefits, and we'll work a few jobs here or there. But basically, we're going to be on the welfare system, the dole, for the next two or three or four generations. How about those apples? So my point is, they talk a big game of being machismo when they are, or they're all persecuted, right? When the minute one foot steps over our border, I am machismo. You owe me, gringo. Screw you, gringo. That's what I've always noticed. They're at the border going, we're persecuted. We're oppressed. We're the huddled masses. Let us in, please. Please. And we go, oh, the Democrats with their stupid soft hearts go, oh, okay, come on in. We want the votes anyway and the cheap labor. Come on in. And they go, screw you, gringo. Now you owe me.
I think
and my wife has a pregnant.
Something, though.
That's what happens. The wife has a baby. It's called anchor babies. The wife's always, why are the wives always 8-9 months pregnant? They time it to when the minute she comes over, she can go to a nice hospital in Texas or California, deliver the baby at taxpayer expense. The baby is automatically as a, you know, an anchor baby, a citizen, and you can't deport them then. It's a legal wrangle, legal hassle, and they know it.
Yeah.
The problem is that our laws have got to be fundamentally changed, where anchor babies, in my view, should not be automatic citizens ever. It's simply a baby that was delivered by a nice immigrant family. Doesn't mean they're a citizen of the nation. Rome had it right. You could live in Rome. You could work for Rome. You could fight in the Roman legions. But you weren't really a Roman citizen. That was a much higher standard. A third of the people of Rome were never citizens. They weren't.
Interesting.
They
only
gave that to...
I didn't know that.
They were not all citizens of Rome. No. The citizen had a... Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. They definitely believed. Yes, you were a second or third class citizen in Rome. Yes, that was the policy. That is the policy. Not everybody could be a Roman citizen. Many of them were slaves, serfs, soldiers, et cetera, workers. And they would work up to being a citizen. Might take you 10, 20 years. But it was highly coveted, and it really meant something. That's why they had an empire for 1,000 years. America, I don't think, is going to last 300 years or a lot sooner. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I love my country, but it's going to balkanize into something far, far different in due time.
Let's hope not.
Brett, we're on a trajectory that is not sustainable. Can anyone look at this situation and tell me this is sustainable? Hell no. Your thoughts,
sir? Well, you know, as long as they've got a printing press and they can keep printing money, but you can tell that they're with Biden coming out just today about the capital gains tax doubling. He's trying to do that. Of course, this is for the 1% of our society income earners. But that is going to affect everybody. What about the small companies? You know, it's going to affect them all. It all trickles down, and this is just the beginning of the inflation. I believe we're going to start seeing here in the near future. That on top of people flooding in here, small towns like Gila Bend and Ajo and Benson, not being able to handle it. They can't handle it. And the Border Patrol just drops them off like we're leaving, you know. I think in a lot of ways they don't want to deal with the paperwork, you know, 8 hours of paperwork. I don't know how long, but I think it's also orders from the government. Look, just drop them off and let them deal with it. But, you know, it's very interesting, you know, but I think they're going to – didn't Harris say she's not going down until June? So what's going to happen in the meantime?
Nothing. I mean, look, it's so bad, it's a joke. Okay. Any credible person, why are we the only major superpower that cannot control our border? The reason why is because our political elites do not want to control our border. They never wanted to control our border. We never had a situation where we had millions upon millions who want to move here. The latest poll is at 100 million, 100 now, went from Central America, Mexico, and the third world, including Arab states, want to move here. So America will be a Tower of Babel, and it will implode from within. And that, to me, is our ultimate goal. It's death by a thousand cuts. It is to implode America and to morph it into something. They hate the Patriots. They hate that 1776 crap. They call you deplorable, dregs. They're telling you what they think of you. You're dangerous. You're unsavory, agents. As I said in the monologue, right? You're unsavory.
Domestic terrorists.
Dirty. Now you're domestic terrorists. See, we don't like you. And we're gonna make damn sure we screw you over. We're going to get you fired. We're going to make sure that you have trouble at work, trouble on social media. We're going to make sure you don't run for office or that you don't get reelected. We're going to make sure that you resign in disgrace and humiliation. This is the new Bolshevism in America. And if you don't notice it, Mm-hmm. Folks, you're not paying attention. And I'm telling you, I asked people before in the model, like, what are you going to do when they come for you? Because we can say, oh, it's interesting, which you're right, it is, but and it will affect us directly, Brett, and you're right, man. It's going to be something that this is going to metastasize. And again, I don't want it to. I'm just simply the ultimate mm-hmm. observer. I'll tell you what I think, that if you take this trajectory – like you did in school, and you get a piece of graph paper, right, and you draw this line out, well, it doesn't end pretty, man, because I know mm-hmm. people, and if you know people in basic human nature, they're going stir crazy. They're the more and more immigrants will demand more and more benefits. They're going to tax more and more people. And don't forget, to a Democrat, anyone making a dollar more than them is rich. They define rich a mm-hmm. lot differently. Do. Doesn't mean you're a multi-millionaire like Trump or billionaire. Anyone making more money than the national poverty rate, oh, you're rich. You're rich, they'll say. Oh, if you're making 45 grand, your state poverty level or state break even pay is 35. You're making 10 grand more than the average, so screw you. We want five of that 10,000 bucks, baby. That's how mm-hmm. Democrats think. Rich to them, always ask them, how do you define rich? And they will never give you a straight answer. And that is America today. Brett, your final thoughts to America before we sign off, sir?
I think we just be aware. Be aware and think clear and be ready, man. And do the right thing, man. And keep fighting for what we believe in and be a true patriot. And I think if you never forget the values that we were raised with and, you know, that you're going to, you know, things are going to be all right, you know, and we're going to, I don't know. I'm an optimist. So I know it's going to get bad, but I think it's going to get bad. But then in the end, it's going to get better. I mean, I might just a hopeless optimist.
I love you, man. Hey,
every day is
America. It's going to get bad, and then it's going to get better, and then it's going to get bad again, and then better again. Well, I hope so. I hope the cooler heads prevail. Just prepare out there, Brett, for you and your family. I know you are. And we love you, America. Mm-hmm. Stay prepared, and be ever watchful, and pay attention, damn it. Those torpedoes are coming at our armada. Thanks, Brett. Have a great night. Good night, buddy.
Fun. Take it easy, buddy.
Thank you. It's Brett from the Mexican coast surfing. We thank you all for being here tonight. Another fantastic show. I have the smartest callers in the universe. Love hearing from you every week. Be here every Thursday, 8 to 10. We will broadcast. We're in overtime tonight, but that's okay because as your illustrious host, I have powers like the Silver Surfer. And with that, I bid you all farewell from my mountain stronghold and underground lair.